Welcome to Morning Star with Mike Day, a daily program inspiring you to live your Christian faith.
Faith. If we're honest, we don't handle this faith thing very well. We are a people who want to plan. Many of us are even the ones who want to plan the plan and then carry this plan in our hands as we take each measured step. Somehow we have this false security in thinking that if I plan the plan and then carry the plan with me as I progress forward, then I can predict how it will all work out. In our scripture passage this morning, we read of Zacharias' encounter with the angel while carrying out his religious duties inside the temple. The angel tells Zacharias that his prayers for a son have been answered. His wife, Elizabeth, is pregnant with a little boy. Now, you would think that the next movie clip would show Zacharias high-fiving the angel and beginning the celebration dance. Instead, listen to what happens. Our readings from Luke chapter 1, verses 18 through 20. Zacharias said to the angel, "How will I know this for certain? For I am an old man and my wife is advanced in years." The angel answered and said to him, "I am Gabriel, who stands in the presence of God, and I have been sent to speak to you and to bring you this good news. And behold, you shall be silent and unable to speak until the day when these things take place, because you did not believe my words, which will be fulfilled in their proper time." Zacharias decides that the word of the angel needs to be backed up with a little more assurance. He says to the angel, "How will I know this for certain?" He's saying, "Give me a little more to hang my hat on. I don't want to look the fool by trusting what you say and then it not happen. I'm not willing to put my reputation on the line for such an outlandish idea." When God shows up with a faith challenge, then we have to decide whether this faith we sing about can really be lived out. The battle begins between our desire to control and our willingness to step forward in faith. As we take this step of faith, God continues to chip away at our planned life to lead us on the path to His plans. Old Testament scholar Walter Brueggemann describes the process with these words, "The world for which you have been so carefully prepared is being taken away from you by the grace of God." You see, as long as you and I are only willing to live the life we have planned, we will miss the faith adventure. We will live small lives with little grace, little power, and little victory. Faith is stepping into the unknown without all the answers, without a clear picture of what tomorrow may bring. Faith is a love relationship with the one who invites us to follow. Overwhelmed by this love, we take the next step. "Lord, I release my tight grip on control to live by faith. Take away my need to figure it all out before I step. Help me today to follow the one who gave his all for me. Amen."